Alright, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, what's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It is an F Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects. You at 94.1 are joining what has already been a two-hour extravaganza of entertainment and sports that we like to call The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's everybody present and accounted for. If you've missed any portion of this show, well, you've missed a lot. You missed Cody Stutes. You missed our comedian of the week, Sam Tripoli. You're going to have one more clip from him coming up at 3:15, so you can be prepared for that. You missed Crew Bob, Robert Perez, who is the trainer, coach, and corner man for Derek Lewis. Yeah, I picked up on that. You can head to ESPN975.com, and you can click on the show tab, and you can catch up on what you missed. Also, go to Podcast Arena if you missed any portions of the show, if you'd like to go that route. And the safest route that we always tell you to do is to download the app. You go to ESPN975.com, you download the app, you can take us anywhere, you can take us everywhere. And be a part of the show as we qualify and classify those that are really good ones as usual suspects.
Or just suspect.
Okay, depending on who it is and what the case may be, that is probably accurate.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, and also you can catch up. Barry gave you a little backstory on our man, Sam Tripoli. He's in town this weekend. So if you like what you hear and you want to go out and see him, he is at the Secret Group this Saturday night. So that will be a good one to go see because he is very funny.
Over there off Polk Street is where the Secret Group is.
Yes, it is.
Right. Him, Eddie Bravo, and
BBVA Compass Stadium.
What a name.
Well, you got BBVA Compass, and you got TDECU, the deck, according to Charlie Pulillo.
That's a lot of letters.
Charlie Pulillo says, went to the deck, and it was better than I thought. Just letting you know.
Wow.
So what are you going to call BBVA? What are you calling? What are you calling the soccer stadium?
The
we'll leave it there.
Bleh. I don't know. That sounds like me describing soccer. Bleh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Now you're gonna hear.
Don't text me, Glenn Davis.
Glenn
Davis,
I love you. Is coming at you. I was gonna say.
I love soccer. I love Glenn Davis.
You're a liar. I love Glenn Davis. I'm not gonna give you the best of it.
You're not gonna pander. No. Okay.
Fair Nick, enough. Did you tell the people that when they are coming through the viewing area at Petco, that if they have a Petco card, that it can save them up to 15% on products after looking through the fishbowl?
I did not.
Nick has the sometimes the maitre d' type job of having people come into the production room so they can look into the studio, and I often compare it to people looking at fish at the fish store where they're like, hi, guys, in there.
There's actually a gentleman in here who... I guess his brother met Barry at an MS function or like an MS.
Oh, nice.
Jeff. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but that's his brother.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And Mr. Guy was kind of showing him around.
Very cool. Yeah. That was back when I did the Jersey.
The MS 150
2 years ago. Yeah. I did the Jersey contest. I was the MC for the Jersey contest a couple years ago for the MS 150 ride. And then they were nice enough to invite me out to be a speaker at the banquet and to give away the trophy to the winner.
Wasn't that at Reliant?
And remember the guy that called and was like, hey, Barry, thank you for doing this. That's nice of you. I have MS, and I was in a bad way, and I've really worked into it. And now I ride, and I'm able to do all those things. I ended up sitting next to that guy.
Wasn't it at Reliant, the function?
No, I don't remember where it was. No, it was at the fancy place over here off of, I don't know. This is a real fancy.
Oh, the hotel?
No, and I don't know what the hell it is. Don't catch me lying. But I ended up sitting next to him, and the guy that actually called and had emailed and said, thanks for doing this. I ride. I have MS, and that was so strange, man. Small world. So nice to meet him. Nice to meet you too, man. That was really cool. I was disappointed I didn't get to do it last year. I enjoyed the heck out of doing it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, like I said, this is multiple years for you though, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully I'll get to do it again this year. I'll be back.
I just appreciate having one of the interns walk him around so that he could come in here and see the David studio.
David Dow, the intern.
And, you know, I mean.
Well, when you own it, you own everything.
Moving up
including
in the world,
internships,
man.
And everything. So good for you.
Comes right out of the company meeting, right into showing everybody around.
Hang in there, David. One day you'll make it in this biz.
Hey, the boss and the gloss. Let's not. He's already made it in this world, baby.
He does it all.
Yep.
That's true. He's commercials. He's got a show.
Now he shows people the window at the fishbowl at Petco.
He's taken over media in the city of Houston. All kinds of media.
Tells the fish on air to wave at on cue, and we do it.
That's all right.
See? We know what we're doing around here.
We know what goes on.
All right, so we had Cody Stoops. We were talking a little bit of pro football. We still have college football to get to. There are some big games this weekend on the docket. You got West Virginia and Texas. You've got A&M and Auburn. And, of course, the granddaddy of them all. Saturday night, you get, oh, looky here. You got LSU and you got Alabama. That is going to be a big matchup in Death Valley at night. We played the Saban clip about if he wins the toss just to have a little fun as a precursor. But y'all
if I
fired
made you
up
pick,
about that game?
If I made you pick one game, if you could only watch not just NCAA,
mm-hmm.
between the NFL
that's a lot.
And the college football games.
Well, you already know what I'm taking.
I know, but yeah, that's because you love Green Bay. But put that aside.
Okay.
What's the best game to watch out of all the games this weekend? What's the one game? If somebody was
Saints-Rams.
Like, this will be my first time watching football, and I'm either going to love it or hate it based on this game.
Saints-Rams.
You tell them to watch Saints-Rams?
Saints-Rams on turf. Going to be a lot of scoring, so you're going to get people entice them to watch football again. You got one of the all-time greats in Breeze. Got one of the up-and-comers in Goff. You got the two favorites in the NFC, which is obviously the more dominant conference overall.
I mean, To your point earlier about, you're going to watch Green Bay, you could say you got the two greatest quarterbacks or two of the greatest quarterbacks that have ever played the game in one game with Green Bay and New England.
Well, I took that out of it. So I just.
Yeah.
I think that.
I'm with you. I think it's Rams Saints. That's probably the marquee game of the week. The one game you tell them to avoid is Alabama LSU.
I feel bad for LSU simply because I think if White is not suspended for the first half, that is a difference maker for them in trying to stay in it early. I just fear
I think he is. He's out for
He is out for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but I feel bad for LSU because if he wasn't, I would have liked to have seen, because they predicate themselves on how good their defense is, I would have liked to have seen them at full strength take on what everybody feels is this invincible Alabama team. But let's be honest, boys. When you look at their schedule, man, it hasn't even been close to being a tough stretch for them
But they're so good. That's why, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're gonna play some teams now down the stretch, but
I'd like to see Tua have to play and perform in the fourth quarter of a game this year.
That would be nice.
Right?
That would be nice.
So, I mean, there's some big games. We're going to do our picks in the final half hour of the show, but at the same time, you look at that, and I say, perfect setting, big, just massive head-to-head for the first granddaddy-type game, must-see TV in college football. But then you kind of poo-poo on it a little bit by saying LSU's best defensive player is not going to play in the first half.
What's crazy, too, is I think it could be an ugly game because of that. You're missing mm-hmm. a key defensive player, but Alabama's just so good. LSU, I believe in LSU, and I wasn't at the beginning. They made me a believer, and I think they've earned the right to be ranked where they're ranked. But this could go one of two ways. This is either going to be a blowout in favor of Alabama or mm-hmm. 6-3. And this is the SEC. This is old school SEC football,
track
right?
Of this matchup is
6-3.
Scoring.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, so I that's why I would avoid watching this game either way, because I don't think it's going to be 24-21, last
now,
second field goal type
game. Some people to that
point
have addressed exactly that and said, one, because of White being out, Saban's not going to be as conservative. He may pop the top on it right away and try and take advantage of that before he gets in the game. And the other thing is that for the first time in a long time, LSU's got a quarterback that's better than serviceable to at least move the football a little bit through the air. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, but I think it's great for the game to have a matchup like this on the schedule for this weekend. And again, like I said, the Texas school's involved in some pretty decent games too, with A&M playing Auburn. And the big one for Texas, because everybody said on the schedule before they kind of tripped up, but that the big one that was the roadblock for them was West Virginia on their schedule, and that's a big game in the Big 12.
Can I tell you how giddy I was driving home the other day, listening to Phil Steele? Is it Phil Steele that does the Blitz? I believe it is.
Phil Steele does.
Does Palillo.
Yeah,
Palillo. Who does the blitz?
RJ Bell.
RJ Bell.
RJ Bell. Yep, I'm driving home listening to RJ Bell talk about the games. No, maybe it was Phil Steele driving in, listening to Palillo.
RJ Bell does the gambling perspective.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Phil Steele does the college football.
That's what it was. I was driving in, listening to Palillo and Phil Steele, and he asked him about the A&M game, and Phil Steele said straight up, "I don't know why Auburn's even favored in this. I have Alabama winning straight up. I have take the point."
And
I was
A&M.
Like, I mean, A&M winning straight up, take the points. I was like, oh, I'm excited about that. I didn't even do research this week. I just sent AJ my picks and said, A&M, give me the points. Thanks, Phil Steele.
There you go.
No research done. So I'm excited about that. That makes me feel good about the squad. As an A&M.
Just by listening to ESPN 97.5, when you talk about just what you could do in gambling, Jerry Bowe, Barry Laminack, Phil Steele.
Don't let
they
me
do
in with
the
those
research.
Guys.
The numbers don't lie. Ask the flow charts and pie charts that are coming.
Don't let me in with them. That's not fair to them.
That's a good point. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. We've got plenty more show to go. And if you want to join it, like Kevin does, HR&P Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter. We're back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, and of course, that means it's ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, "Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The Japanese have created fully functional sex robots. You can have sex with robots, yeah. They're coming, and guess who they're coming for? Our women, that's who they're coming for. Yeah, because we know how you ladies love your little pocket rockets, huh? Little woo! Woo! A little offshore drilling, right, ladies, huh? Imagine how much fun you'll have with some walking, talking iPod with a detachable penis cranking out Justin Timberlake all day, right?
Hey, here you got it. It's our final clip of the week from our comedian of the week, Sam Tripoli. He's in town at the Secret Group Saturday night. Go check him out with Eddie Bravo if you get a chance. Barry gave you a little bit of a backstory earlier in the show. If you missed any of that, hit the podcast at ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab. It starts right away on hour number one when we introduce our comedian of the week on an F Yeah Friday. And with that, we continue to roll on the show. We've got calls lining up to get some things in there as we talked a little bit about the LSU-Alabama matchup. You want to get to, let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you've been waiting a little bit. We appreciate you. Talk about that game coming up on Saturday night. What's up, man?
How you doing, fellas? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Man, Barry, people jumped down my throat when I said 21-17 LSU. They lit me up on Twitter. But I really don't understand why. Traditionally, LSU has always been the underdog in this matchup. And traditionally, the games have always been decided more often than not by one score or less. You know, it comes down, and anybody can get beat on any given Saturday, period. And I don't want to hear, oh, y'all lost y'all's best defender. Okay, well, you're asking a program, a solid team, to compete for one half, and then he's back in the game. That's not too much to ask. If we can control the tempo and control most of the game, and mind you, it's a Saturday night in Death Valley. That stadium is going to be 10 times louder than anywhere Alabama has played this year. So we're really going to – and then you got Tua's knees. We don't know if he's 100%. He says he is. But that also plays a factor. I really think it's going to come down to the front seven, which team can compete and cause the turnovers first and control the tempo. And I really think everyone is writing LSU off, and I really don't think they should be.
Well, we appreciate the call, Kevin.
We know which way Kev's leaning.
We know which way he's leaning. We know where his allegiances lie.
We know
and who
which colors for. He's bleeding.
He is bleeding purple and gold. That is for sure. And I wish you the best. And, Kevin, I see why people jump down your throat. Alabama is far and away the best football team in college football right now. And I say far and away, even when you compare them to the rest of the playoff teams, I don't even think it's close. It's just disgusting the riches that, that Nick Saban has in Alabama. I would love for LSU to win. I think that would be great for Tigers fans and Tigers and the SEC and football in general, but I just don't see it happening. I don't think this is a close game.
It is David and Goliath, because let's face the facts. I mean, when you're talking about a matchup like this, be careful what you wish for, because all the things that you're talking about are all the things that, and we've talked about this in the past, that they bring to the table, not just with their starters. Their reserves are 4- and 5-star recruits. I mean, and you think about it, and as much as people can hate on Saban, and he's a crotchety guy, and he's like Belichick, but guess what? From the standpoint of not being like Phil Jackson and joining a team when they're already set up for success and just capitalizing on it, or not some of these coaches that, you know, have it all tabled for them, and then they take over a program, and then they get to reap the riches. Nick Saban came in and rebuilt that thing, and Alabama sucked.
Yeah.
So he's got it to the point now where he is the cream of the crop, and he's got the penthouse all to himself. We can rotate other teams in the mix every single year, and yeah, Ohio State and Clemson are better, but they're not going anywhere unless he goes somewhere, and they are the real deal.
Here's the problem. Defensively, these two teams are both equally good, I think. I think they can both I mean, I think it's 15 to 16 points a game. Alabama's given up 15 a game. LSU's given up 16. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. Defensively, now they're missing one of their stars for a half. But defensively, these two teams are very equal. Where the difference really lies is offensively. Sure. Alabama is scoring 54 points a game. I realize they haven't had a tough schedule. I realize they haven't played a lot of people that's going to give them a lot of fits. But when you look at the fact that they're averaging almost 20 more points per game than LSU, that just spells for an ugly game.
We got done Could talking about LSU hopefully having the right one this time at quarterback and one. They got two. They got a guy. They got two guys that have each brought you a national championship that are just sitting there. So when he talks about Tua's knee, well, granted, Hurts doesn't throw as good as Tua, but oh, by the way, he took him all the way to a title.
But it's also strange when, or not strange, but it's also an advantage Alabama when, if Tua's knee is bothering him, you have to prepare for Tua. And his game is different than Jalen Hurts. So if you have spent all week practicing and preparing to face Tua, and he goes out with a knee injury, or he's slowed, and now you've got Jalen Hurts, who brings a different dimension that maybe you prepared
a
little
bit,
but you're not prepared as much.
Yeah, you're right, because he's a better runner than Tua, though Tua can get out of the pocket.
Yeah,
Tua's a better passer.
Their offense changes depending on who's in the game.
And not that he's going to do this, but Saban also has the luxury of doing what he did in the national championship game. And if there is a problem, he can make a switch, and they've proven that they can make that work. And like you said, it throws a new wrinkle into the ointment in the fact that you prepared all week for Tua to throw and Tua to move the ball. Maybe Tua has an off day. Or maybe Saban just wants to change the way they're running the offense, and he wants to be more run heavy, and he brings Hurts into the game. It's a totally different dynamic, and they can do it.
The line right now,
I saw it was like 15.
It's 14.5. I'm just looking at our doc. So I'm assuming you got that from Vegas Insider, Nick, the line at 14.5. Yeah. So right now you're talking two touchdowns, mm-hmm. which coincidentally, think about this. And this is kind of some of the formula that I use when I'm trying to figure out games. They're both giving up the same amount, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. What did I tell you that Alabama was scoring per game? 54. Mm-hmm. LSU scoring 30 a game. How much is the difference between the two offensively? 14 points. What's the spread? 14.5. Basically, Vegas, the numbers and everything tells you Bama is two touchdowns better than LSU if they were to play, and based on the track record of what they've done this year. Does that mean it's going to end up at 14? No, but I mean that's the unfortunate part of being an LSU fan, is you have to face the facts that Alabama is by most accounts two touchdowns better than your team. Hopefully, I mean these numbers aren't always right. They're not always right. But that's just if we're going to pick these games, I'm probably taking Bama and giving the points.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's easy to go that route just simply because they are that dominant, and it's not to take anything away from LSU. And kudos to them for climbing the ladder and getting all the way into the top four. But it could be short lived. You just hope that there's a way that they can get back
before the end of the season. Clarence, before we get to break, we'll get you in. LSU on your mind. Shocker for a Louisiana guy, a Saints guy, wants to talk LSU. Clarence, are you also going to tell us that you've just got done with a big pitcher of grape Kool-Aid and that LSU is going to win this game?
No, I do not believe they're going to win this game, and I don't think it's going to be close, but they're not going to win this game. Everybody knows for the past couple of years that the way you have to beat Alabama is throw the ball down the field and throw it really well. And I don't believe John Burrow can do that really well with Alabama's defense. And the only way, and I mean the only way they can probably stay in this game or even try to win it, is do what all teams do to, like, great quarterbacks. Keep them off the field. You need to keep Tua off the field. And the way to do that is run the ball down their throat and try to get your best defensive player back in the second half. Other than that, I don't see them winning. Although, Alabama is better than the Raiders, so I wish they would have played last night.
Don't start that. As bad as the Raiders played, I hate those comparisons when they start saying that the best team in college football can beat the best team in pro football. Pros are pros for a reason, and it's more than money that makes a difference. They're a grown-ass man on that field.
Yeah.
All right, Clarence, we appreciate it, brother. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, guys.
By the way, I don't know what the hell. I'm getting killed on the text line. I said 14. That's 24 points difference. 54 to 30? That's 24 points difference, not 14.
Well, nine times seven.
Nine times seven, Nick?
63.
All right. Yeah, so my bad. I added on the fly wrong. 54 That's my
minus
fault.
30.
24.
Oh, there you go. We'll get it right eventually.
Oh, boy. It's one of those days. Thank God we have these smart listeners.
We appreciate these suspects.
That are keeping up with the fact that our math is off. You guys are terrible. I hate you.
And we don't want to talk baseball for fear of it being too late and not interesting. But I do want to tell you that Clayton Kershaw has redone his deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's 3 years, and wait for it. $93 million. You want to do quick math, Barry? 3 into 93?
That's a lot of money. 31? Yep. 30?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stop there.
31?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
There you go. So Kershaw not going anywhere. One of the rumors was the Astros were interested, which we said was poppycock here, but now you know why. He's going to stay in Dodger Blue, and that deal is done. What's not done is this show. Still got 30 minutes on the clock. We got picks to get to as well as some other things. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspect.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 30 minutes to go on the big show. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Barry, Nick, and I are here with you till 4. Blitz takes you home till 7, simulcasting on both of those powerhouse stations. So just so you know, shout out to Ken Rosenthal, by the way, who was the first to release the information on that Kershaw contract that we got to you in the last segment. And also the fact that, hey, it's going to heat up pretty hot on the hot stove in Major League Baseball coming real quick, because the time is upon us. The 5 days have passed since the end of the World Series. And people are allowed to start talking with teams, and contracts are allowed to be signed.
My favorite time of year.
It is a lot of fun.
When baseball season starts.
I mean, we talk a lot about the football and the fact that it finally got to be where it was fun. But baseball and basketball around the deadlines and when free agency can happen, I love that, man. I was a kid when I opened up the paper, the sports paper. My dad had a sports section. I want to read the transactions first.
All right.
I was right into who got, you know, who's going down, who's being called up, who's being traded. I love that stuff.
Nice. Patrick Randall said, I'm delivering with Little Dizzle today, and he's mad because y'all won't do Gym of the Day.
That's, did you see what I said?
Yeah, wrong show.
Sports.
Wrong show, bro.
Yeah.
AT&T tweeted to us and said, all texting, no tweeting. I feel like we have to say that still.
Yep.
But he showed us Derek's tweet, which earlier we already mentioned, the fact that if he wins, everyone eats for free from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday at that Popeye's Chicken in Cypress, Texas. So that would be kind of cool. And
yeah,
then
would.
Michael Brooks asked, did y'all see that nasty injury last night on Thursday Night Football? Dude, I hate it.
Mm.
I was on the laptop. I think I was actually setting up my Twitch account. And then they're like, oh, if you want to see how gross this is, then take a look. But if it makes you queasy, look away. So my stupid ass, of course, looks. Oh, that stuff grosses me out. His arm, like right in the middle of his forearm, just snapped in half.
Did you do the Barry yell when you first see something?
What's the Barry yell?
Like when you see something that you didn't want to see.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's normally the bear yell when something goes unplanned and very disgusting.
Oh, I don't know. No, it wasn't like that because my wife was asleep.
I had to go back because I was flipping back and forth.
That's pretty good, though.
Because they put that, you know, there's a brace or the way they hold an arm when something goes wrong?
Yes.
But then there's the brace that, with the, you know, like when a guy gets a leg injury?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Gordon Hayward, puffy, it's a big, black, puffed up. It's really, and you know that, you look at it and you
go, aircast.
Yeah, it's really serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I flipped over right when they were walking him off the field with that big black air cast on his arm. And I was like, what the hell happened? That doesn't look normal. And I went, oh, boy. Yeah, that was.
What's crazy is that when it happened, they said everyone could hear him screaming, obviously.
Did he cry? Because there's no crying in football.
I don't know. I don't think he. No. When he was originally, what you saw was him walking to the tunnel.
Correct.
When they walked him off the field, there was a trainer holding his arm together. Yeah, he was holding his forearm so that it was in his elbow so that it didn't just hang down in a 90 degree. It was disgusting.
We've talked about this before, and I guess you could add Gordon Hayward to the mix, but the two worst that I've ever seen and then seen them on video would be Andrew Bogut's arm and Sean Livingston's knee. Oh, obviously, Theismann's is really bad, too. That was way, way back.
Yeah.
But those two, Craig Ackerman and I used to talk about it all the time. You talk about basketball injuries and just how, because it's not as violent sport like football.
Right.
But those were just like horror film-esque, just blah.
Yeah. I can't see that stuff. It makes me sick. I don't like to see
and then
it.
You
I don't
did
know
the
why
Barry
I
Laminac
looked up.
Yell.
I don't know why I looked up and saw it. It was disgusting.
That's
I felt
how bad.
For
that's
it.
How you yell when you scream?
Sometimes. Sometimes I do. I don't know. Just depends on what it is.
Michael Carroll did give me the yeehaw. The one that you want. Is that for Cowboys and Indians?
That's for my, yeah.
He
that's
came in and he goes, by the way, I got that yeehaw.
That's for the, that's a damn good yeehaw.
It's all right.
What?
I give it a 7.
You do it.
Let me get the right studio and the right microphone. This is not the right microphone.
No. Right now. Yeehaw.
Michael Carroll has all the good microphones
if
in this studio.
If you think mine is not the best you've ever heard, then beat it. Go. Right
I
now.
Need a, I need
no,
tea.
No, you think you're better?
I need
do,
a warm.
Yeehaw.
Oh, you're one of those people?
I need tea.
I need the right atmosphere.
I need
does anyone have like a lilac scent so that I can get in the right frame of mind?
I need tea and honey. Okay, Mariah Carey.
I got to prepare for that perfect delivery.
Why don't you just think
I did it right off. I walked in.
That was like your 10th take right there.
No, ask him. One and done. The whole spot. I walked in. I see the script. I was like, do I really have to sing happy birthday? He goes, no, we're not doing that part. Just start at the yeehaw. I was like, do I have to yeehaw? He goes, it's a yeehaw. And I was like, okay. And then I did it right off the bat. And I read the script, one take at between breaks, and I was done.
That was good. The 10th or 11th take.
No, that is so good. That just takes me back to Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm getting attacked by Huskapoos. That is so good. Just kicking dogs off of dead men. Listen, I should have been a redneck. I really should have been.
Should have been?
Bitch. Are you saying I'm a redneck?
I mean, you do live in cut and shoot.
I don't live in cut and shoot.
You definitely are your own crew dude.
Crew dude?
Yeah.
You're the hype man, corner man for yourself because you're proud of that yeehaw. You're selling yourself well.
Thank you. That's a good yeehaw. I had Thank
to.
You.
I yeah. couldn't find the button, so
that
I just,
sounded like the one I. That sounded like it.
I mean, it was pretty identical. I think.
Yeah.
You were, you promised him, by the way, that you were gonna
really good.
At some point. You have to show Barry the Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. And we'll play that back to back. Sure.
Cody Stewart.
So somebody texted and said, "Have a yeehaw contest." So let's go. We've got mine.
Not on
Where
the
you
air,
at, Joel.
No, you do
you
it live.
You pre-recorded
it
live,
like bass and all that.
I'll do it live again.
You pre-recorded it. You didn't go.
I'll
you didn't
do it
live
again. We're gonna yeehaw right now. Go.
Do it.
No, because you're why not
are you,
do it.
Why are you so scared?
Exactly. You're scared to come out of your shell, Nicholas.
I'm not the guy to do a yeehaw.
Are you scared people are going to
be
laughing?
There you go. Damn good yeehaw.
All right, so your turn.
I cannot do a yeehaw. That was Joel, by the way.
Yeah, that was Joel's yeehaw.
That was a damn good yeehaw.
You're scared your voice is going to crack, aren't you? He's going to like, oh, guys, my balls just dropped. My balls just dropped when I yeehawed.
Oh, God, just do it.
Nope.
Come on.
You do it.
What are you scared of?
Because I want a recording
Joel
studio.
Joel just did his. You've played mine 3 times.
Oh, you got to do it again.
You are proud of yours, though.
Yeah, I'm you got to do it again. You got to do it live.
Why? Mine's in a commercial forever
You're
and
ever.
You're
the kind of guy that gets stage fright. You got to do it live.
I
like
get
you
stage
do,
fright?
Yeah, it's not like you do comedy or anything. Do it right now.
I was gonna
do
say,
it right now.
I was going to say.
We'll do it live.
I'm
do
not
it right
doing
now.
It until Nick does
oh,
his.
Nick.
Because he's scared. He's going to do it. He'll make you and I do it, and he
I
won't
just
do
did
it.
It. I'm
I know.
Nick.
No. I'm just going to take the L on this one. Meow. I'm going to take the L. Meow. I'm going to take the L.
I mean, if that's how you're going to be, I guess that's just how you are.
Well, this ain't no way back Wednesday
Shirara.
Poll.
Here goes Push Shirara. Yeah.
This ain't no way back Wednesday poll. You ain't botting your way through this one, Chief.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you're saying if I do a yeehaw and then we throw up a poll that I wouldn't win?
Well, no, that's because then the bots get involved.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that on Monday.
Are you going to practice all weekend?
You're so stupid.
Nick Shamama is going to be walking around the house going, Nick, why do you keep making these cat noises?
Mom, close the door. I'm yeehawing. Is that what y'all call it nowadays?
The dog keeps running around the kitchen wondering what the hell's going on in there.
My dog would freak if I was just randomly yeehawing the whole time.
Yeehawing?
Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Somebody mentioned gruesome injuries. Anderson Silva's leg.
That was Ooh, disgusting because it wrapped disgusting. Around yeah. Chris Weidman's leg, knee essentially.
Yeah.
He used his knee to block the kick, not his not his forearm. Usually they use a shin to block a kick.
Nope.
He used his knee.
Which was just considered a dirty check, by the way. That's what they call that.
He did kind of get accused for that for
like,
a while.
Which also sounds like a sex move.
Yeah.
A dirty check.
It does.
The reason why I said that, too, about crying on the football injury with his arm was because of the fact that, you know, Carr got so much scrutiny because he was crying in the huddle. But there's certain injuries. Like, if you got to let it go, that would be one.
He walked off. No tears.
Yeah,
no nothing.
That.
And I'm like, David Carr's crying because he got an owie. Or Derek Carr. And this dude's walking off with his arm. Somebody had to hold his arm together. No tears. None that I saw. He may have wiped them off. I don't know. I wasn't in the huddle.
And they were saying that
putting Humpty Dumpty back together. But
he was like a hell of a story, too, because he had gotten some reps. He was doing some great things. He was coming along. And then, boom. Ugh.
Yeah, somebody said, Barry, what's your Twitch account? I just tuned in. At Barry is funny. I made it real simple. It's my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch now. It's all at Barry is funny. Super easy. Just don't spell it wrong because then you're a jerk.
And by the way, we'll just Raheem Mostert. We got to make sure we get his name out there hope for a speedy recovery for him.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, not a good look last night.
I'm interested to see what the feedback is on your yeehaw, by the way.
Yeah, but Nick,
I thought it was good, the quality. I gave it a 9 out of 10.
I didn't practice or anything. I just let it fly.
I gave it a 9 out of 10.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nick, what about you?
I gave you a 9 out of 10, too.
Thank
Great
you.
Job.
Now, why don't you do yours?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nick gets 3 Virginias out of 100.
I'm going to need to hit the gym. I'm going to hit Vortex so I can prepare my voice.
You got lady nuts.
Are you just trying to get us to go to break? Is that all, Nick? All right. Well, I'll tell the people about Vortex because I'm proud of Vortex. I'm proud to be a member at Vortex. I'm proud to work out of Vortex. And you should be, too. And you're going to love it, man, when you get out to Vortex. It's a great workout, man. If you're tired of just going to the gym and watching a bunch of dudes just grunt around trying to lift weights, not at Vortex. It's two things. It's the Rumble and the Ride classes. The Rumble is boxing. They dim the lights. They have music playing the entire time. You've got an actual boxer teaching you how to box. teaches you how to throw a jab, teaches you how to slip punches, and then you incorporate that into a full body workout and burn a ton of calories. Same is true for the ride classes. You get on the bike, you think, it's just bicycling. Oh, no, it's not. That will make you cry. It's a great workout. It's difficult. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not easy, but it is fantastic. And when you're done, I could not stop smiling after my first ride class. It's a great full-body workout as well. You'll love both of them. Super easy to get out there at 1707 West Gray. Just drive down West Gray or I think Chimney Rock is the other one, or Dunleavy. Right there on the corner, though, super easy to get to and super easy to take those classes, because they have morning classes if you want to do it before work, or they have afternoon classes if you want to do it after. I prefer to go in the afternoons. When I'm back in town, you guys can meet me out there. I'm trying to get out there every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 and work out. I do the boxing classes Tuesday, the ride classes on Thursday. So if you want to come work out with me, you're more than welcome to do that. And it's affordable, too. $25 if you want to just do a single class. If you want to sign up, you can get an unlimited Rumble or ride membership for only $195 per month. And that ride class, they have three levels, 48 bikes, so you never have to worry about a bike being unavailable when you sign up online. Speaking of signing up online, you can sign up, you can register, you can get your classes scheduled and see who the trainers are and see who you'll be working with. All can be done at vortextexas.com, 1707 West Gray. Get started, get in shape, get ready for the holidays. That's vortextexas.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go, flying through the show. Final segment before we turn it over to the Blitz. A reminder, if you want to see Fred and AJ up close and in person, they are at Big City Wings for the spring grand opening party. You can join the fun from 4 to 7. It's 21322 Kirkendall Road. I won't ask either one of you to spell it because, Barry, you're from that side of the woods. You could probably do it, but most people would screw that up.
Yes.
With that being said, before we get to the picks, real quick, we did preview the fact that Chris Sims does a little radio now that he's not outside of football, but he had a little bit of a story to tell about the one time we were speaking about injuries, that he got hit by Vince Wilfork, and let's just say that it made his genitals change colors.
It was the only game in my career, you know, other than the spleen game. Of course, I was dying. I don't know what other to say there. But it was the only game in my career where I got into the fourth quarter and I said, man, I'm already sore. Like, usually you don't get sore to the next day. I was already sore. And Vince Wilfork hit me in my pelvic bone one time, Mike. And I got a black and blue above my genital private areas there.
Oh, God, here we go.
And yes, my genitals were purple and yellow for like 2 weeks. So can you imagine that? Like taking off your pants and going, it's the LA Lakers down there. What the hell is going on? I mean, I was so beat up after that game. It was unbelievable.
The LA Lakers.
So my man called his junk LA Lakers.
That's how bruised up he was down there.
You think he derobed and said, welcome to the lake show, ladies? No? Showtime? Okay. All right, with that being said, we got picks to get to. We've got college and pro football, and we got to roll through because we've got 10 games to get through. So cue the music, Nicholas, and let's go.
All right, we'll start in the NFL. Kansas City on the road against Cleveland, -8.5 points for Kansas City on the road.
Well, I think this one's easy simply because they've not only changed their head coach, but their offensive coordinator, and they're playing a really good football team. I'll take the Chiefs and give the points.
I'm with you. In fact, this was my pick for the week that I sent to AJ. I think you could have said two touchdowns, and I probably would have still taken the Chiefs. So
yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs to cover as well. All right, LA Rams on the road against New Orleans. This is probably one of the bigger games, if not the biggest game of the week. It's essentially a pick 'em, -1 for the Rams on the road against the Saints.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna take the Saints at home. I said this during the week, and we talked about it being a huge game in terms of all the games to watch this weekend. I'm going to watch it, and I think the Saints at home. The Rams looked a little vulnerable last week against the Packers. It's a hell of a matchup, and I think home field means something, and especially when you say a pick'em, Nick. I'll take the Saints.
So it is down to a pick'em?
Yeah, it's -1 according to Vegas Insider.
Really? Yeah. Because I had the Saints. I'll stick with the Saints. Yeah. I just because they're at home. If this was in LA, I think I'd take the Rams.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm picking the Saints. I think they'll be able to pull it off. I think it'll be a close game, just like the line says. But
yeah,
I'm thinking the Saints will take care of business at home. All right, Pittsburgh. The Steelers are on the road against the Baltimore Ravens, and they are not favored. Baltimore is favored at home, -3 for the Ravens. Who you got?
I like the Steelers. Give me the points on the road. That's okay with me.
All over that, yep. For sure.
Yep, me three. I don't know why it's -3 for Baltimore, but I assume there's something
they made. Baltimore's defense, but they've shown some holes.
Defense and
well.
They're at home.
Yeah, and they're at home, and it's a division game, but I still like Pittsburgh. I think they're getting it together.
All right, another big game. Green Bay, Joel, on the road against New England. -5.5.
What the hell are you talking about? Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. I take the Packers and cover the points.
So you're taking the, what is it? You said five?
-5.5.
Yeah, I'll take
it. They'd have to win by 6.
Give me the Patriots.
I'm going to take the Patriots at home, too.
Screw both of you.
Foxborough, I mean, that's going to be tough. It'd be amazing if Aaron Rodgers can pull it off. And if it's one quarterback that can do it, it'd be him. But I'm still picking the Patriots.
Nice trying to cover. We'll take it. Go.
Houston, Denver. Houston's on the road. -1 for the Broncos.
I'm starting to turn the corner a little bit, boys. I'm going to take the Texans on the road. And I wouldn't have done that all season. But I'm going to take them here.
I'm with you. I wouldn't feel the Texans at all. But I don't trust Case Keenum. Demaryius Thomas could be an X factor, not just because of what he can do on the field, but also the fact that he knows that Broncos offense and he can give some tips to this Texans defense. Romeo Crennel with an inside tip on a defense or on an offense. I think that's advantage. Texans don't discount the fact that he can do that.
Needs help gets it because one, Thomas is out, and two, they got young receivers they're trying to step in.
They don't have to cover him. Yeah, so I all the way around.
So I guess we agree on all five games except for the Green Bay, New England game for obvious reasons. So yes, I'm picking the Texans to win that game outright too.
All right,
college football -8.5 for the Georgia Bulldogs on the road against Kentucky.
I'm taking Georgia. Georgia's got a statement to make. Kentucky, as good as they've been all year, I don't think they've come close to taking on an animal like the Bulldogs, and I think that Georgia wins handily.
Man, I'm leaning Kentucky on this. Where is it being played?
At Kentucky.
I'll take the 8.5. I don't think that they'll win the game, but I'll take Kentucky with the points.
I think they'll win, and I think Georgia will cover as well, so I'm taking Georgia.
Okay.
West Virginia on the road against Texas. Texas -2.
I've not been a believer in the Longhorns all year. I'm going to continue that. I know some people hate that. I'm just a realist. I'm not sold on the quarterback play at Texas. I am sold on the quarterback play at West Virginia. I know Dana's going to hang points on the board. And I think if you're going to get into a scoring fest with West Virginia, I think they can beat most teams. I'll take West Virginia on the road.
I think these two teams are very similar. And if you're going to give me points over another team, I'll take it. And if you're saying the West Virginia is the one that's getting the points, give me West Virginia.
All right, I'm going to take Texas. I think defensively, I think they'll show enough to stop this West Virginia team. So I'm picking Texas. All right, Penn State on the road against Michigan. Michigan -12. Is that
too big
of a spread?
If it's a dozen points, I'm taking Penn State. They got a proven quarterback. I've still not been sold on Michigan as a complete football team. I know that they're looking at Ohio State, too, in the windshield and looking forward to that game. Not that they should look past Penn State. I think Penn State covers the points. I'm not saying they're going to win outright, but I think they'll cover the points at 12.
I agree with you 1,000%. When you look at, like, Sagarin ratings and how far apart these teams are, they say that it's about 4, 5, 6 points. Definitely not 12 points. 12 points? That's a lot. Give me the 12 in PSU.
All right. I'm going to take Michigan to cover on that one. I think Harbaugh is ready.
All right.
Alabama and LSU -14.5 for Alabama. I'm pretty sure. I know what you guys are going to pick.
We pretty much covered this one. I'll take Bama and give the points as much as I want LSU to win.
It's closer than I thought when I pulled up the numbers and the spreadsheets and did all the gazintas and all that. That's like 5 goes into 6. Goes into 6. It's actually the Sagarin Theorem spread is 11.7. The Sagarin rating, 11.7. So 14 points tells you that you should probably take LSU. I don't believe that. I'll still take Bama and give the points.
I think Alabama will win, but I don't think they'll cover. I'm taking LSU on this one.
Okay. Oh, Nick.
Look at you going against the grain. You got some ground to make up in the NCAA.
I know, so I got to do something, right? Yeah. Texas A&M and Auburn. Auburn at home, -4. That's a tough one for me.
Little Birdie told me this was a smart pick. You go with A&M, and I'm taking A&M.
And still I trust. Give me Texas A&M and the 4 points.
I'm not calling Charlie a little birdie. I was talking about Phil Steele. But I'll take A&M in the point.
Yeah.
I'm taking Auburn and Auburn to cover. I really had all my picks set up, too, so this Ted is not Brown. Just
You're
doing it on the fly.
You're just being cantankerous,
no,
my
I'm not.
Friend.
I swear. I had all my picks, like, documented.
You need the help. You're 17-21-1 on the year. I'm Joel, you're 18-20-1, and I'm 21-17-1. NFL, we do a lot better, fellas.
Okay.
We're a lot better in our NFL picks. You're 18 and 19, so you're right at Nick, not so much. He's 14 and 24 with a push.
Good job, Nick.
Why you got to put my business in the street?
And I'm the opposite. I'm 24 and 14.
Put my business in the street.
So
you know why he's doing it? Because he's leading and he's doing well.
I keep track of this every year. Don't even try it.
We just don't even talk about it much.
Even when I sucked last year, when you were leading the entire year, we read them every week. That's a fact. Go back and listen to every show.
We also got smarter, too, and looked dumber in the process because we started putting this point spreads in on every game.
That has helped me tremendously.
Yes. All right. Stay tuned next week. Buku on Monday right here, right off Richmond Avenue, right by the station. We'll be there. You should be there, too. We'll start bright and early at 1 o'clock when Barry's up, and we're rolling. Is anybody else? Is it just us?
I have no idea.
John? Oh, the Blitz, too?
Blitz will be there.
Oh, so good food around. The Cajun food you can get at Buku is can't miss. Check that out. And while you're at it, the Blitz is next. And as I mentioned, they're on location. So check them out at Big City Wings. We're going to be with you on Monday. So y'all have a great weekend. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Y'all take care of yourselves, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. Check it.
Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.